standing for the reading of the scriptures together. And our text for this morning will come from the New Testament, from 1 Corinthians. From 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll read verses 12 and 13. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. There are many ways to describe scripturally what the church is and what she is intended to be. In some places, you will read that the church is a field. Now, the Apostle Paul describes the church as a field. You'll see it described as a vineyard, as an army, as a bride. Here you see the church described as a body. And specifically, you see in verses 12 and 13 that this body has many members, and yet despite having many members, it is one. It is one body. In one Spirit, he says, we were all baptized into one body. The men who composed our church's statement of faith and catechisms, that's one way they described what baptism is, that baptism is being brought in to the body of Christ. That you are brought in to this new fellowship, this new household. Now, we're in an age where we long in a very deep way. We long for community. We long for relationships. We long for friendships. Why all the rage over social media and connections that can be made electronically? Well, there is a deep, hungering thirst for community, for people. What do you see in the Bible? You see that in the Bible, the Lord Jesus has answered that deep, earnest, aching cry of the human soul. He has answered that cry for community by giving you his body, the church. It is there in the church, in the household of faith. It is there in his body, amongst his people, that you and I are to find that deepest cry and longing fulfilled and satisfied. It is here, baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. I just want to ask, what is it to be baptized into the body? To be baptized into one body. One way we can answer that is that we are brought into the body of Christ. That's what the church is. She is not a social organization, community group, common interests. No, she is the body of Christ. Look at this. Listen to the language. Verse 12, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body. But which body is it? It's the body of Christ, formed by Christ. How does the church come to be? She is not a human institution. She is a supernatural fellowship. She is formed by Christ. You and I, as we're gathered here, seated here, why are you here? Why are you trusting in Christ on this day? It's not through some simple effort of your own, conjured up of your own strength. No, by a supernatural power. This is a fellowship that is formed by Christ. It is formed by His hand just as much, just as supernaturally as He formed the earth and the worlds. Supernaturally formed by Christ. That's what it is to be His body. You're formed by Him. And you're in union with Him. Union with Christ. That's the beauty of what it is to be a Christian. To be a Christian means you are in union and communion with Him. The members and the head. We have a common head. What is the church? She is a body with one common head. Formed by that head. Without Him, we are lifeless. We are nothing. We are directed by that head. Loved by that head. You are in union with Christ. Baptized into one body. The body of Christ. We have a common head. We also have a common fellowship. You're baptized into a body of fellowship. We have a common fellowship. Now, in just a few minutes, you and I will go across the hall and we will enjoy a reception together. We will enjoy fellowship around certain food and drink. But the fellowship which the Apostle Paul intends here goes far deeper than that. The body is one and has many members. And all the members of the body, though many, are one body. We have a fellowship composed of different backgrounds. There are different accents in this room. There are different birthplaces, different interests, different recreations that are enjoyed. For some of you, there are even different languages which you've spoken in your life. Many members. One body, one fellowship. What is it that makes people able to look each other in the eye and say we are of one heart and soul? It's not just having a common football team. We look each other in the eye and we've got a common blood. We've got a blood that flows and beats at the same pulse. We've got a soul that loves the same Savior. Many members, one body, common fellowship. It's a fellowship of love. Part of the apostle's whole point in this chapter is that the many members, out of love for the body, they give themselves to each other. The members of the body are not used to serve themselves. They are used to serve the rest of the body. And so it is with you. You and I have been made part of the Lord Jesus' church. Why? Not only for ourselves, not for our enjoyment supremely, not just for us to get something out of it. No, we are made part of the Lord's church so that we can serve Him, our head, and serve other members of the body. That's a fellowship of love. Love is far deeper than simply having an emotional attachment to something. I love my music. I love, you fill in the blank of your animals at your house. Love goes far deeper. Love is a giving of your very soul to another. It is a giving of your gifts to another. And it requires everything that you have, everything that you've got, every ounce of strength. And you cannot do it on your own. You cannot give what must be given. So you look to the head. You look to Christ. You look to the fullness that is in Christ. And He gives you whatever is needed. You're baptized into one body. It's the body of Christ, a body of fellowship. We have a common head, a common bond. And we have the common spirit. It's a fellowship of the Spirit. Listen to the words. Listen to the language. In one spirit, verse 13, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. We're a fellowship of the Spirit. And what does the Spirit do? The Spirit gives life. We're all made to drink of one spirit. What does drink do for you? It gives life. It quenches thirst. There is this deep longing, hunger, and thirst in the human soul. And what does the Spirit do? The Spirit satisfies the deepest possible desire and thirst which you have. He is the Spirit of life. And by the ministry of the Spirit, what happens? You pass from death to life. That's what it is to be in the Spirit. You've passed from spiritual death to spiritual life. And how has He done so? How has He given you that life? How has He given you that drink that satisfies the thirst of the human soul? How has He done so? So that your heart overflows with that noble theme. How does the Spirit give you that life from the dead? How does He do it? Rewind and look back at verse 3. Look at chapter 12 and verse 3, where He says, "Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." How does the Spirit give life? He frees your lips to declare Jesus is Lord. You will never know a sweeter life or a sweeter joy than in that confession that Jesus is Lord. How does the Spirit give you life? He gives you faith. He gives you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust in His obedience and His cleansing blood. That's what it is to truly live. That's what it is to pass from death to life. So you're baptized into one body. And what is it that holds the body together? It is union with her common head. A common fellowship of faith, of love, of songs, of festivals? What do we have week after week? On the first day of the week, we have week after week of festival and festivity. We have the Lord's Day, our weekly festival, reminding us of the glory, the honor, the sovereignty, the mercy of God in Christ. We have common customs, common festivals, common practices, common stories, all made to drink of one Spirit. Would you pray with me? Our gracious Lord, we would give you thanks that by your grace you have baptized us into one body, made to drink of one Spirit. We pray that by your Spirit you would use this common headship, this common fellowship, this common Spirit, sacred songs, stories, promises recited and rehearsed. Lord, use them to feed and to nourish and to build up your body. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.